Florida.
Naughty Timo, Central Maine's number one hit music station. Matt and Lizzie, 608.
Good morning.
So obviously we're paying close attention to the damage left behind from Hurricane Milton in Florida. Now, sunrise in Florida is particularly the Tampa Bay region, 727 this right. morning. So when the sun comes up in Tampa Bay, we'll learn a whole lot more. Obviously there's flooding, there's power outages, there's things destroyed. I was just seeing video on X, one of the largest MLB stadiums, Tropicana Field, which is where the roof, Tampa Bay right? Rays play. Yeah, the roof yeah. has blown off.
Yeah.
So it was pretty intense. That hurricane now has moved over to the East Coast. It's now pummeling, Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
And that area there on the east side. I think it's been downgraded to a tropical storm now, but.
Yes. It was early to hit too. All morning this morning, I was just watching what had happened throughout the night.
We stayed up late watching a lot of the coverage, you know.
My goodness.
All the news stations had the reporters like live on the street, like, yeah. they're like blowing away. They're like,
right.
Thanks, Steve. We're here.
Right. But they didn't have to set up their shots this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they were, and the bricks, like some of these old buildings too that were built, you know, 50 plus years ago. The bricks, I saw one guy reporting from a Florida news station and it was like the whole foundation and the side of this old like city hall building just fell down.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And he's standing in these, it just makes me so afraid for the elderly.
That's oh, for sure. Yeah. People
so
that couldn't leave.
Scared, and people that can't afford to get the gas. Plus there was lines everywhere
and
to get
gas
to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how are you supposed to get there if you
right.
can't, you know. So that is what's scary. People are like, then just leave.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to just hunker down. And I'm very afraid there definitely are casualties. And like the mayor said yesterday, if you stay, you will die.
We'll continue to follow along with Hurricane Milton as we learn more and the sun comes up in Florida. We've got your tickets to the UVM Haunted House at 7:20 this morning at 8 o'clock. Your first cash code of the day. We got the kids, we got proofs of the kids' school photos emailed to us last
yes!
night.
Isn't it so cool to see the photos?
The best smiles I've ever seen my
so
kids
beautiful.
Do.
Yeah.
Because when we take pictures and we go, all right, smile, they go,
Right.
You know what I mean? But, it was wonderful.
And sometimes I'll say, no, do your nice smile.
Yeah, well, you've got to. You've
right?
got to.
Do your nice smile.
These
Bentley was really
kids.
Excited because he wore his banana shirt to his picture day this year.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I think you need to
Came
do a fruit
great.
Shirt every year.
Yes.
So next year, like pineapples
Anything.
Or kiwis.
Right.
Like, it needs to be
if
a fruit
he wants
shirt.
To, I think that would be so cool.
Oh my God. That would be hilarious
totally.
To have all of his like elementary or
uh-huh.
middle school photos be fruit
uh-huh.
shirts.
That would be so funny.
It would be great.
It's so him too. He's such a jokester.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
God, I love him.
It is 6:50. We're 10 away from 7 o'clock. Time now for Lizzie's Daily.
Oh, meet Luca. You
Sorry.
Okay?
That all made me cough.
Okay.
that
all off. Made you cough. I know, that was dumb. That was dumb. I tried
no,
my best.
No, it wasn't.
I tried
that
my best.
That was funny.
Meet Luca Arpin, or as his neighbors in Massachusetts call him, Poopa Scoopa Luca.
Okay.
Poopa Scoopa Luca.
That's hilarious.
He's 6 years old. He's in first grade. And he's already made a name for himself as the guy for the job of cleaning up after pets. Here's the scoop. He found out real early on that most people are less than thrilled.
Here's the scoop.
Here's the scoop about picking up after their dog's messes. And that's where he steps in for $15 per dog or 20 for multiple dogs. Luca handles the dirty work. He even has his own business cards. His love for this and tidiness started at home. His mom would notice that he was always the first one to like fold the laundry, mop the floor. But then his passion for helping others and animals came from him, of course. His family has fostered 98 animals through their involvement with like a local shelter, and Luca often spends his time there. So one day he set his sights on adopting a little kitten named Pebble, but there was just one problem. He didn't have the money to bring Pebble home, and he's not spoiled, and his parents teach him about hard work. So that's why he decided to make money offering a service nobody else wanted to do. And just like that, Poopa Scoopa Luca was born. Not only did he save enough money to adopt Pebble, but now he has a lucrative business.
I'll tell you, I love having two golden retrievers. I've never in my life had two dogs until now.
Right.
I don't care about double the vet bills. I don't care about double the dog food. Like, whatever. We knew going in.
Right.
Double the dog crap.
Yes.
sucks.
Of course.
Especially when one of my dogs,
yes,
Sky, only craps in the driveway.
Oh my God. Moondog does that too.
Oh, it's rough, dude.
Yeah, he's rough. Like, I don't want to sit in the grass. I want a nice flat surface to place my poos.
I want to crap where you drive.
Exactly. Aww.
She also lays where I drive, but that's another story.
Well, listen, if you pay Luca $20, he'll come and scoop the poop for you.
Where's he from? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
I don't want to pay that bill. I don't want to pay that bill.
Luca's story is such a sweet reminder that kindness and hard work can make a big impact. Hey, it doesn't matter how old or young you are. Whatever you want in your life, you can get with a little hard work and stinky messes. And there you are. That is your daily.
Now, before we go to commercial, I just have to hear it one more time. Please go ahead and give us the kids.
The business name?
Give us the kids' nickname again.
Poop Scoop Luca.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, now we'll turn it over to Matt and Lizzie. Hey, it's Matt and Lizzie. It is that time of year again. Time for our annual Camp Out Hunger Food Drive happening in the Sam's Club parking lot Monday through Friday, November 4th through the 8th.
That's right, babe, and it is our favorite time of year. No, Santa, we're not talking about you. It's Camp Out Hunger. We sleep in the Sam's Club parking lot. Us DJs broadcasting live all week while you, the beautiful community that you are, come and donate non-perishables and cash so we can fill up and huge truck so we can feed our community.
The 6th annual Camp Out Hunger Food Drive live at Sam's Club in Augusta, November 4th through the 8th. Powered by Central Maine Power and presented by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine.
92 Moose.
WMME Augusta Waterville.
We are Central Maine's number one hit music station.
92 Moose.
Central Maine's number one hit music station. 'Tis the season for trunk or treats around the state of Maine. One coming up at our favorite area, Wholesaler. We got details next.
A club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead.
It's Shape of You. I remember the first time my wife saw Ed Sheeran. It was before we were even.
She saw him in concert?
Yeah, it was before we were ever dating. We started dating in 2013, so it was before that.
Okay.
I believe it was the Red Tour. Ed Sheeran was opening for Taylor Swift.
Right,
and
yes.
So he wasn't nearly as big as he is now.
No, he was climbing.
Carrie
right.
was like, yeah, I just couldn't stand him. I didn't, and now he's like one of the biggest musicians on planet Earth. I just think it's funny how that works.
You know, it is funny how that works. I've thought of that, you know, many artists that I've been like, I don't know, because it's different. It's not something we, or the look, the image, whatever. We're
and
like, I don't know.
5 years later.
And then it's the biggest thing.
Right.
Household name.
That is Shape of You, by the way. Matt and Lizzie, and of course, 'tis the season
it is.
For Trunk or Treats, and our favorite area wholesaler.
Oh.
Big box store.
It's Sam's Club, baby.
Run by
you
our favorite
know.
People.
You already know at the Marketplace at Augusta because we sleep there. Well, not in the store. Outside of the store in their parking lot.
Yes, we do.
For the entire week for Camp Out Hunker. we're going to hunker down for Camp Out Hunker. Reminding you, Camp Out Hunker is November 4th through the 8th this year. Okay. Augusta Sam's Club, third annual. Oh, I didn't know they've done it 3 years already. It's their Trunk or Treat, 45 Marketplace Drive in Augusta. It's going to happen October 9th from 12 to 2:30 in the parking lot. Now, that's they're awesome. Expecting about 2,000 kiddos this year. 2,000. I thought 22 was a lot for my son's birthday party.
I remember 1 year because of weather, they had to do it in the store.
Yes.
And the line went recent. Around the building.
They showed us the videos of it. It was absolutely nuts. Crazy. Face painting, photo area, of course, buckets full of endless candy, all free, baby. All open to the public. They have about 30 volunteers though, and they are looking for some more. So if you're interested in helping out Sam at Sam's Club and Rodney, shout out, we love you. You can call 207-623-2757 and ask for Sam. And Matt will obviously have this up on the 92 Moose app and 92moose.fm too.
Yeah, we'll get that up there. I just think we're so fortunate to live in an area where so many of our businesses just want to do stuff like this and give back.
There
are so
many.
And it just pleases me. And to know the people who run the Augusta Sam's Club is to love the people who run the Augusta Sam's Club.
They're family.
And when I tell you that they let us do whatever we want, I mean that. I can go to Rodney at Sam's and be like, hey, we have this crazy idea. He's like, yeah, go for it.
Right. We want to do handstands in the middle of the aisle while eating all your chips.
Last year, I was like, hey, can we get the code for the intercom system? Yes. And they just gave it to
us. They gave it to us.
So we can walk in and just do an all page in the store whenever we want. And they're just
attention shoppers. So much fun.
Oh, it's not attention shoppers. How dare you?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Members. Right. Sorry.
Attention Sam's Club members.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Very VIP there. Well, Sam's Club, October, it's not 18th, October 19th is their third annual trunk or treat. Be there, be square, 12 to 2:30. It's free.
92 Moose.
Hey, it's Matt and Lizzie. It is that time of year again. Time for our annual Camp Out Hunger food drive happening in the Sam's Club parking lot Monday through Friday, November 4th through the 8th.
That's right, babe. And it is our favorite time of year. No, Santa, we're not talking about you. It's Camp Out Hunger. We sleep in the Sam's Club parking lot. Us DJs broadcasting live all week while you, the beautiful community that you are, come and donate non-perishables and cash so we can fill up a huge truck so we can feed our community.
The 6th annual Camp Out Hunger food drive live at Sam's Club in Augusta, November 4th through the 8th. Powered by Central Maine Power and presented by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine.
92 Moose.
Hey, it's Liz. It was a track of the storm to ride it out at a big hotel in Orlando.
Now, did this pass over you guys last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, give us a little bit of what that was like.
So we're in the big Wyndham Hotel that's right next to Disney Springs.
Yep.
And we're on the top floor.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Why did you end up going towards the eye of the storm?
Because we couldn't have gone north.
Okay.
The highways were gridlocked.
Okay.
And there's no gas, and I had a tank full of gas. So it was just getting to a major structure is what the decision was.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, so, I mean, we're up, well, it's the 19th floor, but it's not really the 19th floor. It's like 10 floors.
Okay. Yeah.
And you could feel the whole building moving. It was pretty impressive.
Wow. Now, have you guys been outside yet this morning or anything?
No, but I can see the parking lot, and I can see that my car is not underwater. So step one is good.
Yeah, no, that is good. We saw a video this morning. Tropicana Field had the roof blown off.
Yeah.
That's what I just saw.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And I know.
What was it like sleeping though? Did you sleep? And what was the wind like? Because I've been hearing just like it was catastrophic and a storm. It's just terrifying.
Well, in this structure, and we're right near the elevators too and the staircase, which goes outside. So, it was impressive. I mean, it just felt like it was just swirling and kind of wind that kept moving this huge structure. It was like, freight train. Yeah, that freight train type feeling.
Yes.
That's wild. And I'm assuming it's probably still windy this morning.
I don't know. Let me get out of my very luxurious bed.
Renee, we called Renee in bed this morning.
Oh, and also, listeners, don't you miss her voice so much? Oh, my gosh. Did you lose power?
No, we didn't. The town I live in does not have power, from what I understand.
Okay.
And it doesn't even look like it's really raining here. It's just overcast and
okay.
The trees aren't moving. It's fine.
Looks like the majority of the mess this morning is in Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
Oh,
from what we've seen, yeah. Well, from what's happening now, that's where the majority of the storm is now. Of course, I know the sun came up about half an hour ago. So we're waiting to see pictures and video from like the Sarasota, Tampa area. So, hopefully, you know, we wish you guys the best. Sounds like you made it through all right. And hopefully not too much or any damage to your home.
I hope so either. We have two big trees, so that has us very worried.
Yeah.
So we'll find out more once we decide to, you know, pack up and leave the fancy hotel.
Right.
Well, maybe when you get home, depending on whether that's today or in a week from now, you can call us back and we'll, you know, kind of give us a report from closer, you know, closer to the coastline.
Because this isn't just one hurricane. This is two.
Yeah, Helene really.
It was 11 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Which coincidentally, we also rode out in a big fancy hotel in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
We were on vacation.
Right. Yeah, I was saying, at this point, I think you're just using these storms as an excuse to go to Disney World.
I think so, too.
Don't give away my secret.
Florida is still in the process of picking up from Hurricane Ian, which was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly. This is going to be very rugged, especially for those along that Gulf Coast that were just in those first phases of starting to get back to normal. So,
right.
Yeah. Florida's just nothing but not trying to kill. It's trying to kill us all the time.
Yeah. That's what you get. It's a beautiful place to live, but the weather's gnarly.
No, it's unforgiving.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'll keep shoveling.
You know, that's where the thoughts and prayers need to go to is
absolutely.
Those folks now hit with this second punch.
Right. Well, we're glad you're okay, my darling.
Matt and Lizzie in the morning. 8:10. If you just missed your first cash code for 30 grand in your hand, worry not. Another one coming up at 9:00 this morning. Just make sure you have the 92 Moose app on your phone. It's all you need. And of course, you know, be listening every hour for the codes.
Yes.
But that and the 92 Moose app, all you need. Now this morning, we're asking you this question. What is a food that your significant other eats or can eat that just kind of grosses you out? You're like, oh, how can you eat that? A lot of controversy at the Moose Facebook page.
Oh, my
morning.
Gosh, they're going crazy, and I love you guys so much. We always get the most unique and fun comments. If you're not following us, flirt with that like button. Rather, just commit to us. Be our friend. It's 92 Moose on Facebook and Instagram. Michelle Flower Hawk Cook says, salsa mixed with cottage cheese for his tortilla chips.
I can see that because, yeah.
Salsa mixed with cottage cheese, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I have
That's
never.
One of those ones I can like, yeah, I can understand it.
Okay. What about this one, Matt? Leah Spradlin Mayhew, potted meat to start.
Potted meat?
I don't, if that's meat with marijuana in it or it's a way you cook your meat or like, I don't know what potted meat it. Maybe you should look it up while I'm reading through these.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah, no. Philip Jones chopped up bologna in Kraft mac and cheese. That doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't.
But as an adult, I wouldn't eat it. Jenna Johnston, seafood, pickles, mushrooms, olives, sausage, list goes on.
Yeah. I can't do seafood either. I totally feel that.
Something simple, Cheryl Snyder, great last name, says ketchup on eggs. That's pretty simple.
That's a common one. My kids like ketchup in their scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So do mine. Yeah. I mean, so do I. Teresa Henry, where to begin? Dandelion greens, Brussels sprouts, spinach raw onions. I've never tried dandelion greens, but I love me some Brussels sprouts with some, you know, sea salt and butter.
Right.
Something really good. And then Paula, before we get to your answer on this, Matt, Paula Furbush says pea wiggle.
What is pea wiggle?
I'm going to Google pea wiggle while you explain
potted meat.
Potted meat.
Potted meat is a type of preserved meat product that it's typically made by cooking finely ground or chopped meat like beef, pork, chicken, or a mix and packing it in a container with fat, spices, and sometimes preservatives. It's often highly seasoned and has a spreadable texture, making it popular as a sandwich filling or spread on crackers.
Okay, so it's not like just steak with weed in it.
No, I didn't think it was.
Well, here's a pea wiggle. Pea wiggle is a dish of canned fish or shellfish in a cream sauce with peas, typically served over toast, crackers, or pasta.
God.
The name comes from peas. It's a New England classic that's been a favorite for many generations. You'd think that we would have known about pea wiggle, or at least you, because you're from mine.
626-9200, the number to call if you want to join the show this morning. Again, talking about foods that your significant other eats or can eat, and you just cannot even begin.
You're like, why did I marry you, Brian?
To handle it. We've got Ken on the Moose Lines this morning. What is that food in your house, Ken? All right. Apparently, that's the wrong line. Line two again. This is the third time.
Yeah, it's messing up.
Ken, good morning.
My wife absolutely loves anchovies, and I cannot stand them. They're like these slimy little hairy gross things.
Does she just like get them on pizza, or just like one or two at a time, or?
She can eat a whole can of them by herself.
Okay, that's too much. Yep. That's too much. That's divorce court right there. What's a food your significant other eats you just can't handle? How do people go about dropping things off, and what are the time frames that people can drop things off?
So we are currently at the Skowhegan Federated Church from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., where I'll keep you informed when we get other drop-off locations. We're looking to try to get a truck at Dysart in Bangor, possibly Tractor Supply in Wilton. There's talk of putting a trailer there, so we've got balls rolling. So any item donations, we'll be right there to accept them. The only thing we ask is any clothing or bedding, it has to be new.
Has to be new.
We can't accept used. Yeah, we can't accept any used clothing because they can't accept it at the other end.
I was just going to ask, as far as other donations go, obviously clothing, are you also looking for things like baby formula, diapers, non-perishable food, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Preferably hypoallergenic formula, but we will take any formula that we can get.
Of course.
We are in dire need of, like, cots. Okay. There's so many people there sleeping on the ground.
Okay.
Cots, blow-up mattresses. I know it's kind of getting out of camping season here, but try our best to see what we can come up with, because those don't have to be new as long as they're in usable good shape. Any monetary donations, there is an account under Appalachian Trail Connection at Franklin Savings Bank.
Okay. And again, so right now the drop-off zone, Skowhegan Federated Church.